See, sure didn't get a little
shot. All right, we can continue our study of the Hilchos Ribbis. Today we'll spend time on some of the more practical questions that we deal with after a loan or to initiate a loan, where we might want to give a gift. We want to say a thank you. We want to send Shalach Manas to those that have loaned us money, and we would like to show our appreciation. We spoke so much about appreciation, and usually it's the hardest halacha because we all want to say thank you to someone who loaned us money, but it might end up that it's ribbis. As we spoke last week, ribbis dvarim, just words, are going to make someone feel good. We spoke about it yesterday. So not only does he get his money back, the malva, but he also gets gratitude, which will then translate into ribbis. We begin with the question, which is, again, maybe Tavrumi more than any one of us here, which is, if you loan someone money and he's in your shul and you want to give him an aliyah, are you allowed to give him an aliyah or not? Because he is going to pay you back for the loan. And he also is getting an aliyah. So there's a, he got an aliyah out of it. Now you're going to tell me, but maybe he would have gotten an aliyah anyway. So we're going to have to see that it's not so poshut, because even if you would have gotten it anyway, something that's been for hesia, it's in the open, where everybody sees him getting an aliyah, is going to be then ribbis. So what we'll do is, not it's not a poshut question. We'll learn together. You tell me what you think. Obviously, I'm going to learn one of the Achronim, Rav Osner, that does speak about this. And he wants to know if you called him up with aliyah, and then you realize, what do you mean? I loan you money, so this... He already was called up. What do you do then? If it's ribbis, so then don't let him get the aliyah. It's pretty embarrassing when you realize, oh no, you know what? He owes me money and I'm giving him an aliyah. So what am I going to do? Send him back to his seat and say, I'm sorry, I can't give you an aliyah. I realize that you owe me money.
Giving aliyah to someone who owes you money?
Or yeah, he owes you money. No, because you're going to get the money back. And I'm sorry, right? The other way, yeah.
He owes the gabe money.
He owes the gabe money, yeah. Right. So the question, of course, can come up in other cases where he buys, and I've seen that, where someone wants to buy it, comes a yantif, where the individual wants to buy an aliyah for the one who loaned him the money. So he's going to bid to get the person an aliyah. So the one who's getting the aliyah is getting the money back, plus he's also getting an aliyah. So let's learn the halachis over here of... where ribbis is after the loan, gifts and so on. There are a lot of different scenarios, so let's just learn it together. The Chaver says like this: Tarach ha-malva lizar, malva has to be very careful. Melohanes mehava shalai midaita. So to have hana shalai, if it's shalai midaita, that's for sure. Calls man shemais to the other. As long as the loan is an ongoing loan, so the malva has to be very careful not to get an extra benefit from the loiva. So if the loiva is going to call him up for the aliyah, so the malv is getting a double. He's going to get his money back, and he also got an aliyah. So if the loan is ongoing, so then it's, and shalomi daita is a not, let's just take this in categories. Shalomi daita means that if it's shalomi das of the loiva. So let's read the words again. Tzarach ha-malv lizar, the malv to be very careful from having any hana from the loiva, where the loiva doesn't even know. That's a different category. The loiva doesn't know that you're benefiting, but you are. Afilu b'davar shahaya isalai, even if he would have done this favor for you without him knowing. You want to borrow his pen. For example, you want to borrow so you are the malva. You see the loiva's pen. I'm going to use his pen. He doesn't know that I'm using his pen. I know he would give me the pen. He would let me use his pen, but I'm benefiting from his pen. So if I'm benefiting from his pen, I'm going to get money back from him, and I'm using his pen too. He doesn't know about it, and he would have done it anyway. Chaver says he's not going to do it. I will im nanim yemen ubi daita, if he knows about it, can borrow your pen. Mutter, b'davar she'oisle afim la'yavo. Who doesn't lend pens? Anybody would lend you a pen. So I can go ahead, you owe me money, but I want to borrow your pen. I could use your pen. Uvilvad, but you still have to make sure that it's not a davar she'oisle farhasi. If you go in ladder b'chatzeroi, if it's Bifar Hesia, then even if you would have done it anyway, says the Mechaber, you're still not allowed to have any Hana. So we have three categories. You have Shalai Midaitai, where the Loiva doesn't know, you're never allowed to have Hana. Then we have a case with the Leiva does know, but it can't be something Bifarhasi. He would have done it anyway, then it's okay. If it's something which is Bifarhasi, you want to live in his house, you want to use his cleaning lady, you're not allowed to do that, even though he would have done it anyway. I want to give you this service, you're not allowed to do it. Says the Shach, so let's continue to learn over it. Shach comes along, Kasim HaShach. He shall love him, Echadera, you borrow from your friend, our case with a guy by borrow. Ain't a Rishai Lechabdai the mitzvah. You can't be Mechabdai the Malva with a mitzvah. Kagain, the Christ of the Sefer Torah. So if the Leiva is the Gabbai in the Shul, and he wants to be Mechabdai the Malva, he's not allowed to. Clearly, the Shach says he's not allowed to. A witness like Galila. Interesting. Even to just give him to quiet, like we sell Galila, they did too. You want to buy him the Aliyah. Apple Pishi, the vets, even though I know anyway. Shebelav Havanami of it. He anyway buys aliyahs for this individual. So the Leiva anyway would have bought an aliyah for the Malva. Everybody knows and they talk about he's getting an aliyah. Dummy, it's similar that the Malva is using the house and the Eved Dasar. Unless everybody knows. It's not a Hava. But if people don't know that it's because not because of the Hava, it's going to be awesome. The only way that would be then shayach is that this person's getting, the life is calling up the malva for an aliyah. Maybe the malva would have a yard side. Or the malva is, it's a simcha, it's making a bar mitzvah. So then everybody knows why it's being called up. People don't know. Now, the only question that I have is,
who's about the loan?
Very good. That's the question. Yoni, beautiful. Who knows about the loan? How many people really know that there's a loan going on over here? So does that, if they don't know, it's a private loan, and I mean, there might be other people that know, if it's an office and people know who you're loaning money to, in economy. Usually you want to have contract, you want to have agent today, you want people signing on, and just lend money, it's a separate chew, we had in the Gemara. I hope that you just don't loan money without witnesses, and you're not just going to think that people are going to pay you back. So there are people that know already. Oh, once there are people that know, oh, it's not, yeah, if it's between me and you, and no one knows our loan, I agree. But if there's going to be already people that know, so there are people that, who knows? Chabra, chabra, islach. It passes on. Oh, you know, he loaned him money. He owes him money. We know, especially the people that are in the industry. So then they're loaning people money. They end up in a shul. The guy wants to show him, give him a favor. He wants to buy him an aliyah. How many times has that happened? You loan money and you want to buy it, and the person give him an aliyah. I want to show my gratitude to you. So let's go by it during the shach. And he says clearly, Davka hani shein varam shal b'farhas yasa. If no one's going to know about what the favor that you did to mutter, as we said before, you would have done it anyway. So anyway, I would have done this favor for you, not because of the loan. Borrow my car. I'll watch your children for you. Whatever the case might be, where you're doing something, you would have done it anyway. It's permitted, but that's only if it's not before Hesi. Once it's before Hesi, like an Aliyah, it's a problem. So therefore, now you understand Rav Osner's question. Rav Osner wants to, therefore, he wants to know. Let's read number 3, and you'll tell me what you think. Uvinyan Aliyah L'Torah. So he called him up. The Leiva, once again, calls up the Malva for an Aliyah. Im kvar ala l'bima, he already went up to the Bima. What does he do now? What should he do? He realizes, oh, the Malva says, what are you calling to? So the Malva says, you can't call me up. You owe me money. So the Malva chaps, after his name is called, the Leiva thinks he's going to do the Malva a favor, give you an aliyah. The Malva comes up, he says to the Leiva, you called me up, but I can't get the aliyah. So
I have a design to retire away against this not even a Vakribis.
Right, so it's a Vakribis, because it's definitely a Vakribis, because it's only, we didn't make it up, it's not Sutsa.
Most
of the worst is right. So he says like this, Yerelaniyas Daimi, Mikamatayimim. It's as if you were Makabal the Avakribis already. Well, because the Iker is I called you up. What's the Iker of the Aliyah? I'm giving you an Aliyah. Or I bought you the Aliyah because you got your covered already. So I already gave it to you. What's the Halacha by Avakribis? Any Yaitz of the Dayanim. The whole reason why you want to give the person Aliyah, I'm showing gratitude to you. So I'm going to call you up to get the Aliyah. He already gave him his covered. See, once you already gave him the covered, let him get the Bracha on the Aliyah. That's what he kind of is. Maybe.
Is it really? He's just a Shliach of
He's still deciding who to give the aliyah. It looks like he's giving. It looks like it, right?
All
right. We're changing it. After yesterday, we're changing.
Wow.
But at the end of the day, the Gabbai is the one who looks like he's giving the aliyah. He's the one who decides who to give the aliyahs to. So
Why doesn't everyone just have a hand post family?
What's it going to help? There's two types of heteristas, right? There's one that's going to be cool of Kaden, and then there's one that's a chatzi aval chatzi Kaden. I don't want to confuse everybody. You're dealing with heteristas, so you know. But there's two types of heteristas. Most heteristas today is still going to be alone, right?
Now, officially, the way they're structured, they come structured as a partnership of best man with
us. Right, but what's, isn't it, I don't know the ones you're dealing with, but most of them are chatzi haba chatzi pikadin. I mean, I'm giving you the money, and then the half of it is a pikadin, and you're paying me for taking care of your pikadin. It's not interest. I have to see the ones you're using.
Okay, you see?
Most of them are chatzi pikadin.
Yeah, most of them are that. It's more common. I would have to see what you're talking about. But if it's a chatzi or halvos, it's still a loan. You happen to be paying me for the loan. The way the interest works is it's not interest. It's payment for you taking care of my service fee, right? You're paying a service fee. That's why the guy, if it's going to be 20% interest, I don't know, people are doing 20%. It's a lot of interest. It's very questionable how the interest is going to work. It's a big fee. I mean, you're charging interest at 20%. Whatever the case is, I mean, the hard loans are more complicated. But that's your only paying interest on half also. Right, right. It's 20% of the whole thing on half, which is not so simple. But either way, if it's going to be the chatzi Allah, I should bring in after this because I don't understand how the basic ones, how it works. But that's, comes Rav Vaz and he says like this. The imtza, so gam ki, the kiv on ki'ilu kvar kabal avakribis. Gam kishenidin al kabidzeh. That's avakribis, like we said. What maybe there's a halacha, lots of sidei shemayim to return it. I don't know how you're going to return it over here. So he says, in Sarklax, but then lots of sidei shemayim, a supakan. As a room, he said, Kiv on the midi bin mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Then Tim to Lime the Shagam, and then it's a gather. So maybe there's a chazar, lots of sidei shemayim. So that means I should pay you back for the aliyah. No, the you bought me aliyah. So I should have the malva, if he really wants to be yaitzi de shemayim, he should purchase the aliyah back from the loiva. So if the loiva comes yantif and buys the malva and aliyah, the malva should have to pay him back for the aliyah. So he says, for hirati belibcha b'chein asisi, so maybe in a chanami, but you don't need to do it. Even latzei sidei shemayim, it's already done. We're looking at it as a mitzvah. Slavo hanas. Maybe you want to look at it like that. I'm not really getting any hana. Don't look at it as a hana. So it's a good question. Let us go further now. So now let's talk about. So definitely during the zman of the loan, we see that it's aser, unless it's clear that he would have done it anyway. What about after the loan? We see that you loan some money. And they're going to bring you shalach manis. Are you allowed to accept the shalach manis or not? They're giving you ribbis. You're not allowed to take the ribbis. So what are you supposed to do? Tell them, I'm sorry, I'd love to take the shalach manis, but I know why you're bringing me the shalach manis. You're bringing me the shalach manis because I didn't know you before. And now you're showing me a karas atay, thanking me for the loan. You're giving me back. And it's, so if it's during the loan, definitely you're not allowed. What about after the loan? You finished the loan. And now the person has tremendous hakaras atay. So there's a lot of different shittas over here. It's important that we know this because this comes up with anyone who lent someone money and now you're doing them a favor back. It could be $100 that they loan you the money. It's $1,000. It's any amount of money. Someone loaned you the money. And now I'm going, thank you for the $1,000 you loaned me. I'm bringing you shalach manis. But you're not allowed to. Maybe yes, maybe no. So let's learn the Chachma Sadim. Chachma Sadim says like this. Hey, now the Chachma Sadim, we generally, when my Rebbe Rav Pam used to tell us it's usually the final say in halacha. We'll see that there's a machlokes say the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam, and the Shulchan Aruch Harab. Very, very important to each one of us. Okay, now feeling like Pirish Peshvo Ma'ischot. I'm not even telling you I'm giving you the Shalach Manas because of the money that you loan me. Elish Shalach Lai B'Stam. I'm giving you a Matana Maruba. It's a lot. It's not $5. The Mukach Milsa, everybody can tell, oh, you're doing it because of a loan. The Afshir, even, look at the Chachma Sadim says, even if you were Ragal Mekaydim Gam Kein Lite Matana Meruba, even if you did this before too, Afilu Hachi Yasser, Afilu Bistam, the Hava Kamili de Befarhesia, it's like Amili Befarhesia, Shinagur, look, come on to Asr. So by a Matana Meruba, if I'm going to buy you $200 Shalach Manas, a nice Shalach Manas, even if I did it before, he's telling me I'm not allowed to, I have to stop. So even though I gave you Shalach Manas before, But if I add a loan, and now I'm going to give you a shalach manas, which is the same as I gave you before, says the Chai Adam, you're not allowed to do. The farhasio, it's in the open, and then it would be also like you already said before. What about a small shalach manas? A few stop matanu muetes, uve stop, ela she yadua, but it's known, shebelav hachi, loy hayanas. Like also, also clearly, cannot send shalach manas to those people that you didn't send it to before. Kolzeh, the loiva, that's the loiva. The malva, oh, my shayla, the malva's getting the shalach manas. And he doesn't know why he's getting the shalach manas, says the chachma sadam. I don't know the machshav of the loiva. I don't have to think the person's a rasha. So if they come to your house, and this is a question that what is called matana muetes. But if they come to your house with the shalach manas, I don't know why you're giving it to me. Oh, it's again, it's matana muetes. I don't know, and it's stam. He never did it before. He's giving me shalach manas, small shalach manas. Can I accept it? Says the Chacham Sadam, you don't have to think he's a rasha. He's not allowed to do it. That's the interesting thing. This is interesting halacha. He's not allowed to give it to me, but can I accept it? So I can accept it because I don't think he's a rasha. I'm not machzikina berish. Obviously, if he says to you, "Thank you for the loan," I'm bringing you shalach manas, I'm not allowed to accept it. The clear is telling you why he's doing it. But if he doesn't say anything, and he just sends you the shalach manas, so now the Chacham Sadam says, if it's a davar mu'it, and he doesn't say anything, you're allowed to accept the shalach manas, which is, to me, the halacha is a little hard to understand. We're assuming he's doing it because of the loan. He never did it before. That's what he's going on. He's going on a matana mu'etes, and you know, sheyidua shebelavach loy ha'yanaisin loy. So then, and he's still saying that the malva can accept. It's a matana mu'etes, he can accept. I'm sorry?
You give the shalach manas to the wife?
No, what does it help? You're still giving it because of the loan. I'm giving it to you because of the loan. Says the shach, how long? He wants to give me shalach manas? He became my friend now. I got to know him. So he's never allowed to ever give me a gift? He's never allowed to do me a favor? Says the shach, dafka samach tas lahaba. Abu mflek is harbe, it's very distant in time. Ein lochish klal. Vafilu matana meruba nam yishari. Kol shustam. So that means whatever we don't know yet, what one is a mufleges harbe. Whatever mufleges harbe is, I can give you this huge shalach manas. The nira, if he says the shach, but if he clearly says it's because of a loan, then it's always us. So once you say the words loan, I'm giving to this because it's a thank you for the loan. It's always us. But if it's meruba, comes the shulchan arav. Here's where there's a machlekes, and it's a big nafka mina to each one of us if we loan people money. Says the shulchan arav. Even if he never gave it to you before, even if he has in mind, I'm giving it to you because of the loan. Right? But he doesn't say the words loan. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. So even though it's 2 years later, we'll see, we don't know yet. Doyle will have to help me out with this. What's called Mufleges Harbe? Very negative. How far down? How much later into this relationship is he allowed to send me a gift? But the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that even if he's miskaven because of the loan, matana meruba is mutter if it's far away from the loan. Comes along the Chachmas Adam, and as I said, la halacha, we have to be chayshish for the Chachmas Adam. Avol halva and daitehu misham halva hakolas clearly. Vafilu muflig min halva yamim harbe. I'm miskaven misham ribis. Aval ha-malva, as he said before, the malva is always allowed to accept it. Muflik ha-be-yon, min ha-va, afilu matana meruba, in lo yisham ala be-feirish. That's afilu muflik ha-be, asr. So we see, the Chachma Sadam says, the malva can always accept. He said that before, malva is allowed to accept. The loiva has the problem of giving it. If he's mechavi, because of ribis, he's not allowed to do it, even though it's very far. What's far? So the only one that really talks about it is Rav Osner. Tell me if you agree with him or not. What's considered that the loan happens, and later on I can give a matana meruba, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and according to the Chachmas Adam, it would have to be that I'm not mechabe because of the loan. Chachmas Adam also says it's mutter. If I became your friend now, I know you, I'm sending you shalach manas. Not because I'm giving you as ribbis. Yeah, we have a new relationship. We met so many people over the time. Says the Shevet Alevi, and this is what we have to rely on because no one else speaks about it. He himself says, the Shari Tshuva is so makel. I mean, the Darkei Tshuva says, Yoma achar apiroin, one day after the loan. And Tarakim is there. One day after the loan, I'm already, it's not because of the loan anymore. Kiddush Gadol. All right.
Would it depend on the size of the loan?
Maybe the size should depend on the loan. Right. Very good.
You're not,
so that's what, very good. Look at the next one. Avrumi, you'll tell me what you think. It says, Ravazna v'liya yinero. The ikram hayolay masa masa b'nei b'nei achar. Did they have any other dealings in the after this loan? V'rach achar kach, after this other dealing, so now I got to know you. We do something else together. We do some other business, something together, not as a loan. And then I'm sending you darin. That's not machmas alone. The yeshus mazeh, even on Yom Sheni. If after the loan we got, now we did something together, some other, something else together. I don't know what that means. Does that mean we went out for lunch together? Then again, it's going to be ribbons. So what does it mean? What's this?
In fact, sometimes you develop a relationship with the person that you're lending money and you back, and you develop a personal relationship. Sometimes they just remain simple transactional customers. Thus, you're doing other businesses more than sometimes you actually develop that relationship with the person and you became friendly with them.
Right.
You can't money even without the loan.
Now it would be.
So
it could be
the more you do business with them, the less you like them.
Well, it's still because of the original loan.
No, but that's what he's saying. Once you have, you've been now involved with them in something else after the loan, and you. So now you became friends.
Because of the original love.
Fine, but that's, but now we're friends. Could be because of the original love. Now I'm not giving you.
You
invited to your
simcha,
right? Inviting them to your simcha then. That's the question, right? You're inviting, right? They're inviting you.
Something they're inviting you, you're
right. So they're inviting you to the simcha.
So what is das for the love? What does das for ribbis mean then? You said you can't give it
the love. No, but now that's what you mean, any relation. I got to know you.
That was how we started our relationship. But now we're doing it because we're legit friends.
I'm not an extension. Right, very good. That's a shot. So we have to just ask, we have to just know, do we have other dealings with them? Are we going to their simchas? Are they coming to our simcha? Now, no, it's not because of the loan.
They have also like the holiday gifts.
The holiday gifts, right.
Oh, when our boys give them, sorry.
Yeah. So if it's distant from the loan, could be 2 weeks later.
Family member, it's not the problem.
What?
Family members, anyway, you have the relationship to give loan.
You're not getting paid back.
So. Yeah. we'll see. It's not so different. I'm not sure. What do you mean? Why would it be different?
No, because you would give them strong.
Also, then we're back to what we said. You would have done it anyway. Right. So that goes back to what we said. You would have done it anyway. Yeah. But it can't be a matana maruba. It could be a matan ruv. You don't say it according to if it's not intended as ruv. But you're right. Then you're right. And usually it's a ruv.
Let's say you're giving a big shot on the phone, you said.
And any, right.
This sibling is no different than anyone
Very
else.
Very good. Right, yeah. Okay, so now we all know the Rav Moshe. I don't want to spend too much time on this because Rav Moshe says, you can't say thank you for a loan. We all heard Rav Moshe already. The question is that, What are we allowed to do then? You loan some money. What?
How's it even possible?
It's not even possible, right? How's it possible? So I try to see what is Ramayisha. How's it possible? You don't say thank you. So the Ramayisha, anyway, if you actually look at his lashon, and that's why I want to learn it inside with you, because we need to somehow some answer. Number 9. Nerlin is daitish. But lashon taida. It's also Kamayisha also like Malamalva. Alvar al Vasim, you didn't rim his dvarim. Can't write it either. I cannot write you a thank you card. I'm also lifted up. It can't set, which is a chit. You owe me money. I'm sending the money back with you with a thank you card. You're not allowed to do that. That's what Moshe says. I cannot say thank you for loaning me the money. I really appreciate it. No. What can you do? He should have a bracha. You should be blessed. It is true. You're not giving him anything more. You're letting him know that he's going to be blessed for loaning you the money. It's a haidah. The Sefer Ba'alma, Shabbat Day Mutil Farsim. Right, you should let people know. So, according to Ramayisha, the only thing you can write in your thank you note is you should be blessed for loaning me the money. But you can't say thank you. To us, thank you means nothing. You heard me say yesterday, you can just say thank you for everything. It doesn't mean anything. It's worthless. Right.
Isn't it semantics? You say that somebody
should be blessed? I looked around just to see, interesting, in today's world, maybe Ramayisha would agree anyway, because most of the time, if you're going to say, if you say Yashikaya, because according to Ramayisha, you're giving the person a bracha too. Right, you're giving him a bracha, which is true. She's going to get a bracha. Are you giving him an additional bracha with the Yashikaya?
It's so easy today.
Right, so one of the Svarim writes over here that if you're going to say Tiskel mitzvahs, right, you should be zaycheh to do other mitzvahs. That also should not be allowed. But if he's going to answer back to you, Baruch Tia, So it's a dibur mavatal dibur because he's giving you back a bracha too. So you don't really give him anything. This is one of the swarm my soul. Kiddush Agadol says
what
like this.
Most says, says,
yeah, we'll see right now. The others, Zman Azera Moshe will agree. I think that. So again, you can, according to Ramosha, you could say Tiskulamintis, as we just said anyway. Others say that Tiskulamintis is only mutter if you're going to get back a bracha too. But with halacha, we all hold like Rav Shach Zalman Orbach and Rav Tzion Abishal, that they hold that it's just people just say thank you and it doesn't mean anything today. And if you look at the next paragraph, we'll be a das Rav Tzion Abishal, Ahatul Emarakol, you can say whatever you want. The time of Shem Shadarach Regilus, this is normal. We say thank you for nothing today. Tiskulamintis, it's Dvarim Baalim, it's words. Das Rav Shach Zalman Orbach, Ahatul Emarakol, you can say thank you. It's not hana. When you get a thank you, you don't feel good. Maybe if it's like I spoke about yesterday, you feel good. That type of a thing you can't give. You can't go ahead and say to the person, if you didn't give me the money, then I would have been this and this and this trouble and this. Then you make him feel so good. But Stama Tayyida, you would be allowed to do. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is the opposite, because you can't say Tisku Lemitzis, because that's Rivas. So you have the two extremes. You have Ramesh that says Tisku Lemitzis is okay. You have Rav Shlomo Zalman says Tisku Lemitzis is not okay. And the thank you Rav Shlomo Zalman holds is good. And of course, the minhag ha'olam is to follow, as he writes here in the Sefer, is to be able to say thank you. Maybe don't be so specific into the thank you, what it did for you and how much it helped you. Because you're giving chias, that was my Pirkei Avos, that was what we spoke about yesterday. Okay, let's go to the other questions that come up. And everyone's going to have their own shot in this. And I know it's just the question I keep on getting about early bird specials, how to set up that it should be mutter or not. If you give the money up to this date, I just had it with my daughter. She's going to seminary next year, Mirtz Hashem. So they said, if you book by May 15th, this is the cost. If you're going to do it after May 15th, then this is the cost. So basically what we're doing is, they don't need my money. The school doesn't start till next year. So I'm giving them the money now. By giving them the money now, I'm getting a discount. Is the discount considered ribbis? Because they're borrowing my money. I'm not getting anything out of this now. And I'm going to eventually get my value of my money, but right now it's a loan, but I'm getting a break. Isn't that interest? So that's interesting.
No, but it's not really about getting the money early. It's about knowing that it's about to stay.
Very good, Moshe. So we have to decide. That's what I need you help for. What's shot in an early bird special? What's the shot? Is that I want your money because I want to be able to have money to use expenses.
No,
or I want to know how to
invest in this
register, so you don't
people want to listen.
They don't care. It's
incentive
for the parents.
You want to
now. Register now.
Right.
So
are they
using
it to register
to get the money because
it comes together? Yeah, budget. Right. They need money to cover their budget.
Yeshivas definitely use it to cover first month payroll.
They may come that it's just convenient to spend it, but they needed to get other money. They would be able to. The main benefit is.
But what's the difference? It's still borrowing your money. They're using your money. They didn't get anything yet.
Theoretically, if they could lock down the spot without getting your money, they would do it. The only thing is
they need payroll for the first month. How are they going to get payroll? After the first month, how are you going to do it?
So like they said, everybody 2 weeks before you start the seminary, we have to pay. So we have money for the first month's payroll. Okay, good.
But if it's registration, it's for sure okay, because that's registration fee. That's a fee. That's not a law. The registration fee is separate.
What if they know better? If he doesn't talk to the history, some people won't pay, or they have so little on collection. So they have to bring in money up front to cover the amount that they have to pull the next year.
Right, but that's
doing it for their budget.
Right, but I'm
doing it for their expenses for 2020.
But I'm loaning their money then. They need my money to pay for their expenses. So they're giving me this special, so they're borrowing money from me. In other words, the real question boils down to is what's the price? What's the price for the camp? What's the price for the service they're charging you? Whatever the price is now, are they giving, is it a late fee? In other words, ways two to look at it. Really, they want the money right now. And this is the price. If you're late, we're going to give you a There's a fee.
Well, they're making
a profit. Or, no, really, the price is whatever it is later on. Now, they're giving you a discount.
With the fans, it's probably more convenient. They want to know who's coming. They can sign up. They want to know that they're booked, that they're
willing. Maybe they're willing to make a
profit. But then you can do a registration.
If it costs $1,000, they're charging $2,000. They're willing to make a charge $1,500 to make 500 less, and they know that they have no money in.
What is their price? You're asking them, what is their price? Is it a discount they're giving you, or no? This is the price. Everybody's going to be late. Once they hit a certain amount, they really want, let's say, $3,000 for half the summer. That's too much, but like I'm supposed to say, I need to know that I'm going to have some money here to spend. So,
the truth is, I don't think camp is such a problem because he's paying for camp.
Right. So much, they're not even getting
So then it's a discount. Once it's a discount, then it's interest.
Right, but camp shouldn't be a
Once
problem.
You use the word discount, then it's interest. Because you get this is not the price is really $1,000. You're giving me it early, I'm giving you a discount. Discount automatically means interest.
But camp shouldn't be.
Doesn't mean interest? No. That's what a discount means. I'm giving you a better price.
Look, you want to get a what is. You don't want bus service, they'll charge you less.
Yeah.
Here,
that's not a discount.
They want it early, so they're not going to say, you pay for it. It's
if you see a money before you get
it, that's the same. Why are they doing it? Are they doing it because of the Menuchas and Nefesh? Are they doing it because they need your money? Because they need some money. Oh, yeah. So, all right, anyway,
that's
money.
The problem.
That's the only reason, man.
So then it really depends. So it depends on what. So they have to structure it in a way of where they're not going to write the word discount. They can say that this is the price now, but if you don't give me now and you're going to give me after May 15, then the price changes. So really, the price is now. It's not. Then you're not loaning me money. This is what I'm charging. You want to come to my camp? This is what you have to pay me. If you're going to give it to me late, so then it's going to be a fee. It's not. Then I'm not loaning them money. This is the price. It's all how you're going to set it up. You don't want to turn it into a loan. Because if it's a discount, then it's a loan. And I'm getting ribbons.
Why is it? They need to spend money now. For
very good. So that's my question. What are they spending money? Is the money that they're spent, and that would make a big difference, if they're buying items that are...
Well, I'm going to the camp upstate, right? Yeah. We say if you pay by December 31st, you get an early bird special at $300 cheaper. Why? Because we have to buy things. Let's start booking things in January, February, March. We need the cash to book, so it's expenses for that summer.
Very
it's
good.
Not
so,
being
so that's what
in July, and August, but it's the setup piece.
Very good. So,
the you can't go to Arkham and crash for the summer.
Right.
But also, camp you're paying before the summer, regardless.
So that's why I wrote, let's just read over there. I'll read it to you together. You'll tell me what you think. But so again, the three questions I put on the sheet over there. So case number one is, again, a camp early bird special, you'll see. So anyway, it would depend on how much the parents are being charged. If they're being only charged a registration fee, so we, as a way of guaranteed commitment, there would be no issue. However, if they're actually being charged a portion of the camp fee, such as requiring advance payment for the first trip, it would present a problem. However, I'm finished. According to some places, the problems only surface with smaller camps. Larger camps are usually owned by corporations or having ongoing expenses. And we're not of an issue of rivers. So how do you, what does that mean? That's like what Tzachas said. There's ongoing expenses. As ongoing expenses now, right now you're paying for these, right now in the middle of the January.
Insurance.
You're paying for the insurance, right. You're paying. So it'd be, if it's a large, I don't know, it doesn't mean the word corporation here, like we speak about a corporation. But he means where there's expenses throughout the year. So now they're.
After thinking of the girl who's got up going on, a real fan.
So there's a fee now, right? The problem to me is in that these places are saying that it's just very, I don't know what the fees are, and I don't know how many people need to, at some point, whatever you're, let's say the fees are, at that time in the year, $100,000, let's just say. And then, but and you don't need everyone to give you their what do you do, the rest. So I don't know how many people that's going to cover. Let's say 20 people. I'm using the numbers don't make any sense, but whatever the case would be is where whatever your fees are up to a certain point it's covered, and now the other people that are giving you money, so they're basically loaning you the money to do whatever you want with that money.
The first 100
people
will apply.
Give you an example.
The first 100.
Right. The first 100 people that apply, good. I need their money because I can't survive. What about after those people? Now I have all this money here. No, but that's.
Why is that a problem for making profit?
Not probably.
I can only make profit the day that I started. Ken, I need.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's my question again. Is back to what is the price for Ken? Is this the price, and I'm giving you a discount? So now we know that that's interesting.
So that's my question is, right? When you said the price for camp, is it, it cost me $1,500 for a camper, that's the price, and if I charge $1,700...
Very good. That's because that's...
My cost of business, is my price is $2,000 because I want to make $500 on every camper. That's my price. So I'm willing to take $1,800 and make
$1,500. That's my point. Don't set it up like that because then you're giving them a discount. The way you should set it up is, this is the price for camp. Camp is $1,800, but if you don't pay by this date, the price goes up. If you set it up like that, it's not interest. This is the price.
You might get it to the parents. You get
right. The early bird sounds better.
You get a lot of emails and calls while you charge the extra for taking.
The early bird sounds better. It's marketing. That's what it is. It's the same thing.
Right. It's the same thing. Right. The problem is that one is right. It's all learning. Yeah. That's if you're gonna do it like that. That's why if you look at the next one on the bottom over there, you have to, which we just said. Yeah, if you look at the question number three on the top, many main event organizer offer two tier pricing: early bird tickets at a discount and charge a higher ticket price at the door. So if you look at what it says over there, pricing do not enthusiastically endorse the widespread practice and appropriate. You need to have to risk it. And it's abundantly clear that the cheaper prices for other reasons, again, this is what make it clear to them, just as an early bird special intended as a way to guarantee the crowd, estimate crowd size, as some of you said before, or generate excitement without referencing to a discount, always leave out the word discount, so then you have what to rely on. But you really, it's not so posh as we just said.
Early bird specials.
Early bird price.
Well, if the obvious intention is to generate early revenue, it would also be pretty. You have to understand. What are we doing it for? But I would just recommend leaving out the word. If you can somehow leave out the word discount, then I don't know what else
just
you can write.
The word discount. When you write early bird special, I think at this point, everybody understands you're getting a discount.
No matter what they understand.
Everyone looks at it as a discount. That's how they look at it. They look at it as a discount. They say the price is $1,000 and I'm getting a $200 discount because I registered early. The yeshivas and this and that, everything. Raffles and whatever they do.
No, but if you write an early bird special, it's very good now. Like he said, oh, yeah, you're doing it because you want to know how many people are, someone in the camp told me. I mean, I want to know how many girls are coming early on in the year. I want to know. I want to get this excitement going. So then there's a purpose there now. But once you're writing the word discount, that's not the reason anymore. So the word early bird special is not a problem. It's the word discount that's a problem. So why can't you just write early bird special without writing the word discount?
Anybody understands it's a discount. Could be. I don't think anybody thinks that I pay one price for
it. No, but when I ask people, they could say, oh, no, early bird special is we want to know how many people are coming to camp. You want to know how many people to sign up. What they're, which is very good. It's on the next one on the sheet. On the back, I did talk about... Is it a problem with the kavana? Not the kavana. You're right. It gets into is that agonata or not? But if you do it in such a way where you leave out the word discount, and there's definitely much more room to be lenient, as we see from these cases. You can see on the top of the next sheet, on top of number three, you didn't set meal like you just said. So as long as you don't say it, even though she yadua shemuchuvanim, even if it's known why you're doing it, okay, then he wants to know is it us or not. Even there's so many possibilities that it should be mutter anyway. In other words, if let's say the person's doing it to make revenue, but really it also helps with knowing the crowd and so on. This is safer as a whole discussion about if that's mutter or not. So even though you're right, I know, but if it's done in such a way, there are those that he wants to get into some machlokes about this. As long as it's what you could be titling, fine. It's a good child. When it comes up, you'll ask me exactly how to do it in a way that it should not be ribbis. Okay, a very important question. We don't have a lot of time, but this is the most important question, is keep the change. Keep the change. You go to the store for me, I see you going to the store, buy me a donut, buy me a coffee, and then I didn't give you the money for it. If I gave you the money for it, I'm not loaning you money. But you went for me. And you come back and I say, keep the change. That's ribbis, right? Because it was a loan. You loaned me the money, and I'm not just giving you back the money. I'm telling you to keep the change. So la halacha, it's aser. However you're gonna try to twist it and say it, it's interest.
Why can't we just look at it as if instead of the coffee, you bought the coffee for $4.50, so now you're selling it to me for $5.
We didn't sell it. So you're right. Say beforehand, buy me a coffee, and I'll buy it from you. Then you can see this is not.
What did I make up beforehand? Right now, somebody give me the coffee. I'm giving you $5. I'm buying this.
But it's not right. But that's the problem is even if it's the Mechaber says like Yitzi saying that even if I tell you I'm giving it to you as a tip, it's awesome. You can't do it because it's not. It's still awesome. That's what he says.
Why? You're not going to pay somebody a service fee?
So you're going to tell him, give me your fee. Very good. So you have to tell him, here's a service fee. So tell him, very good. Keep the change as a service fee. Right. That's what you'd have to do. You have to tell him that. No one does that. You just keep the change.
Can it be understood? That's semantics already. Can it just be understood? Okay.
No, because we saw before, understand's not enough. We know why you just keep the change, meaning it doesn't, you saw before. Not only is it has to be said, it's all in the deeper, how it's said. Now, what about family? The question is with our own children. That's where it's a bigger question. Because with our own children, you give them the money, and then, as Mike is alluding to here, is it's obvious with your own children. But there's a Gemara that we learned, and we'll have to just quickly go through this because there's a bigger question that I want to deal with. I was not aware of. I need the to think about it. But we'll learn the Gemara here, number 4 on the sheet. We learned this at the end of the last week. Amar Rav Yudah Amarav says like this. So the Mechaber said, Gemara says like this. What the Loyla Adam? You can teach them what ribbis is all about. Make them feel what it's like to have to pay interest. It's this way they won't do it when they have money. You're not going to do it, says the Gemara. You're going to get used to this. They're going to get used to borrowing with interest or loaning with interest. There's a big machlekes in the shah, and the taz, the shah. What does this mean? But the way we're just going to take out of these mefarshim that a father clearly is not allowed to pay, the way this is how the Taz learns, a father can borrow from a child and then give the child back the money plus interest. It's not interest, obviously, to the child. The actual case of the Shulchan Aruch is this case where he's saying, keep the change. You're not allowed to do that with your own children. Clearly, that's what the Shach says. However, the Paiskim say that that's only where the father made up with the son. In other words, don't do this. Don't originally say to your son, you call up your kids and you say to them, oh, you're in the store? And you marry kids, because that would be more common. They have their own money. They're going to go purchase something for you. And then you say, you know what, when you come back, I'm going to you can just lay it out for me and I'll pay you back $10. Whatever it is, I'll give you $10. And it was only $9. That's real ribbis. That's tzutza. You made it up with them. And then you can't do that with your own children either. If after they bought it for you, say, okay, what's the bill? Oh, the bill is $9.50. Here, keep the change. With your children, you can do that. That's it. Nobody else. You can't do it with anybody else. What do you have to do with everybody else? You have to say, this is a fee. I'm giving you a service fee. I'm paying you because you went for me. Well, because my children, the shah and says, everybody knows that you're not, it's not interest. I don't want to be bothered with the change. The shah writes in number 3. He says, he holds it to us, sir. However, the Pais can say, because it's Avak Ribbis over here, it's only Ribbis to Rabbanon, and everybody, this is what they say. They say the whole reason why you can't do your own children, Asim Lemisrach, you get used to the interest. They want to tie it, it's only by Ribbis Tzutza, by Ribbis Avak Ribbis, we're not afraid of that, and therefore that's why they're allowed to be leaving. The last shadow I need to share with
if you support your kids, what's the
difference? Your money. It's their money now, anyway, but now it's their money. Now it's their money. Who gave them money? It's their money. Right now it's their money.
They buy a pizza, you give them $100 to wherever they put
it. Yeah, but the money that they use was not yours, it was theirs. Now you gave the money, it's their money. So if you're going to say to them, you can go to me, and when you come to me, I'll let you keep the change.
Right? You're giving the money for the pizza, and the rest of it is like those support money. I support you anyway, right?
So you tell them that. Yeah, go ahead and tell them that. By the way, keep the change, and the rest of the money is because I'm supporting you anyway.
Yeah, I say it every time.
All right, maybe you're right. All right, we'll just end with the shayla. It's something to really, really think about. We learned in the Gemara that you can't, that even if your smallest amount, it could be deeper. We just learned the whole shear. It's going to be interesting. My shayla is that I learned like this. You're someone in our, and I just had this last week. Someone came from Eretz Yisrael, and the people in America said, "Oh, you're going to America? I want you to buy me." They want shirts. They want the shirt clothing's cheaper. Over here is they gave them money, whatever it was, shekalim, dollars, doesn't make a difference. You go in America, here's $200. He says, you know what? I'm going to use the $200 and I'll put it on my credit card when I get to America, right? So he's borrowing. When I give you money, do I say use my money? You could use my money for me as long as you purchase the shirts for me. So if this person says, you know what? And it happens many times. Look at your wallet. Oh, yeah, you know, I have money. Let me use the money. I'm going to use my credit card to buy the shirts from anyway. You're borrowing money from him, right? And not only are you borrowing money, he's borrowing money from you. He's going to put it on his credit card, but he also is going shopping for you for the shirt. So he's working for you for free. That's interest. Dylan Ram is a Gemara. Because now, not only are you getting your money back, because he borrowed the money from you, he's also working for you, and he went shopping for you. Isn't that interesting? So there's a whole writer. I didn't think of it myself. Whenever someone uses a credit card, and they're going to be doing stuff. Many times people, you want them to, here's money. Go buy this meat, but you want points, so you'll put it on the credit card.
You need the cash.
Right, you need the cash. But now whatever I'm doing for him, he's getting a bet. He's working for me for free. You have to realize you're gonna have to. It's not so posh. We should think about it. It's not. It's a real. It's a question here where he's trying to. This safer is trying to come up with a way how to do it. But we learned in the Gemara that you cannot get anything plus the loan back. Here you're getting the money back plus he's going shopping for you, and that we learned in the Gemara is a problem. How are you gonna set it up? We'll have to speak about it, Shaykh, and we'll have to just. I need.